Well, let's start by talking about what we've seen from the four Republican candidates who are running in the gubernatorial primary. Brenda?
There hasn't been very much. We've seen some television from Sean Moody. We've seen some television from Garrett Mason.
Recently.
I was watching the Sunday morning shows this week and noticed both of their commercials. But I'm interested to have not seen anything from Mary Mayhew. It's just interesting to me that she's not taking a position as the inherited daughter of the previous administration.
Is it possible that she'll either hit the airwaves in the last couple of weeks before the primary, or is it possible that because of the nature of this vote, she doesn't feel she needs to be reaching that broad an audience? Sam?
With that kind of money, she should be hitting it, I would think, any day now. She's got a week, basically, and this weekend to hit it hard.
Garrett Mason, some of his recent ads are going negative.
They are, and I really like his ad right now. Just technically, I think he's doing a good job of separating himself from his own pack. Mm-hmm. And he's tagging Moody and he's tagging Mayhew with being party switchers and saying, unlike me, who's been a traditional Republican candidate from day one, you know, I'm behind right to life, I'm behind guns. This is the way it can conservative, a true conservative, and he's come on strong now.
I think he's making the case for his candidacy that really is his strongest card to play, which mm-hmm. is he's the DNA conservative in the group.
So here's the question, though. This is going to be a ranked choice voting primary. So is it wise in that circumstance to be dissing two of your fellow candidates when it's entirely likely you may be needing second place votes in order to succeed?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to come down to name recognition.
I do too.
All over. And so as a result, I think it's likely that Mayhew and Moody, you know, are certainly both better recognized than the other two. And I think he's trying to stand out among those that will vote their political point of view. And, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know that standing up for or being a positive representative for the party is really going to make that much difference in a ranked choice
environment.
Look
at though where he'll land. If he's second choice for Moody and second choice for Mayhew, he could take all the nuts and go home.
Okay, what about Sean Moody?
They've upgraded their ads a little bit. He has his wife talking now in the ads. He's still not in his ads talking for whatever reason. It's the same concept, which is, I grew up here in Gorham. I work hard. I build a business. I have a great family, and I'll do a better job. That's all well and good. I'm seeing that's what he thinks is his strategy. I don't know if it's enough.
And then Ken Fredette.
I don't really see an awful lot of turbo fuel behind his campaign. He doesn't seem to have caught fire, and he doesn't seem to be making it to the top of anybody's list, which is somewhat surprising.
I would have guessed 2 months ago when he first announced that he would have been come on stronger.
But once again, we're not seeing a lot of advertising pushing either his work in the legislature or anything else to get him known among
right.
a broader spectrum of Republicans.
It bewilders me that he hasn't had more.
There's still quite a lot of money engaged in this campaign, though, between public and private sources. I mean, I think if you add up the top three, you're looking at, you know, over $2 million that they've either raised, given themselves, or gotten through clean elections matching. And it just, that's quite a lot of money, it seems to me, in a Republican primary. I think we continue to see some real evolution. And I think that may be off-putting to a traditional candidate like Fredette, who maybe doesn't have the campaign infrastructure to really be able to harness those sorts of tactics that are available now to help candidates grow their support base.
What we'll be talking about in 2 weeks is the ranked choice
totally.
Voting. That's going to be the issue. Whatever comes out of this, we'll go, oh, my gosh.
We certainly don't expect on election night anybody's going to clear the 50% threshold, but then we'll see what happens after that.
That's for sure.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Erwin.